Hi. I brought the oldest thing that I own from my family. This is a quilt. This was made by my great-grandmother, either my great-grandmother Jet Jones or my great-grandmother Claudia Gibson. I hope it's made by Claudia, because she's the sixth of seven generations that lived on the same foothill in eastern Ohio. We're a family that lived in Ohio, but we were all born in West Virginia because that was the nearest hospital. And the family roots to that little hill go back before the Civil War. We were essentially a group of people from Maryland that migrated over to Ohio when we essentially procreated so much that there wasn't enough land for the family on the family farm in Maryland. And then once we got to Ohio, the rules of eminent domain and the coal companies decided that our land was good. So they decided to take our land, and I'm the first Gibson of that line that did not kind of get stuck on that hill, which means I end up here as an architect somehow along the way. So why talk about a quilt as an architect? Because I have quilted one thing, but it's not really in the domain, but at some level it is, because architecture at some fundamental level is nothing more than providing shelter. And if you kind of think back, what are the most primitive ways to do that? It's the animal rug or the fur. It's the fire, the cave, or the canopy of a tree. And then one step from that, or kind of one level of intelligence that you add to the animal fur, it would be the afghan or the quilt. So I like to think that this is the oldest architectural document that's ever been made by my family. It's kind of ugly. Actually, it's really ugly. My wife won't let me keep it out, so I bring it out, and then she puts it away, and I bring it out, and she puts it away. It's made out of, we think it was made in the 50s, because it's made out of a range of fabrics that we understand to be pants, dress slacks for men. This was a generation that essentially lived their adulthood through the Depression and then through the First World War in a region of the country that was pretty poor. So they were really good at making a lot of use out of anything that kind of was left laying around. So there's a whole range of gentlemen's slacks, and knowing that these guys were farmers, they probably didn't have that many pairs of slacks that they wore to church on Sundays. So it probably took a decade of slacks to get this thing. And then by that time, there's nothing left for the other side. So it took another decade for them to get a backing material, which is a rather just simple kind of floral print from the 60s. And then it went away. They didn't have enough material to actually put any batting or any insulation in the middle. So it just went away in a drawer, and the mouse had their ways with a corner here or there. But that's kind of it. And then when my grandmother passed away, this was one of the two things I got. The other thing that I got was the dining room table, which at some level is another wonderful architectural kind of object. What museum should this go in? I was thinking it should go into a museum for like American folk art that would be done by people that fetishize material and has a prominent location right beside the Museum of Modern Art in New York. But since we can't do that, maybe it should belong in a museum of like American domestic architectural assemblies.